Existing companies are expanding and looking to add plant and equipment, and new companies continue to look at our region to add jobs, and we're seeing some really positive signs there. At the same time, we're also seeing a lot of uneasiness and difficulty in getting people to make their final commitments. So while people are investigating opportunities and are well-positioned for those opportunities, we still see people hedging their bets a little bit, and a lot of factors are playing into that.
How do you interpret that hesitancy?
Because it's an election year, that does have an impact, I think, on certain industries, and they're looking and waiting to see how things will play out. I think that the bigger thing for us is that because of the downturn 4 or 5 years ago, you've got a lot of people who have now, when they make decisions, proceed very slowly and very cautiously, and that may be something that we continue to see.
Looking at the employment picture for the several counties in this region, not surprisingly, Delaware County is doing extremely well, but other smaller population counties like Morrow and Pickaway County seem to be underperforming and scoring much lower than the national average. When you have a smaller county like Morrow, is that simply that it is more dramatically affected by a drop in one or two businesses, or is there something more significant going on in some of these counties?
I think there is a lot of truth to what you just said. So any minor adjustment in a fairly sparsely populated community will look sort of month to month or quarter to quarter as if it's a large change. What I'm excited about is that I think that overall our region compares very favorably to other regions around the country. Other regions may have a healthy city or one industry doing well, but other parts of their regions are doing really bad, and their unemployment rates are much higher than ours are overall. And while we have some minor differences across our region, you know, people are doing okay. I still think that there's an enormous amount of caution, and there's still too many good, talented people that can't find the kind of work they want, but that things are fairly stable in our area.
One of the things that was considered in this update was housing prices. The Central Ohio region has not been as hard hit as, say, places like Cleveland, but you do notice that housing prices are still trending downward in Central Ohio.
It's a deep well. That's maybe all I can say. You can still see the depth of the housing market troubles that we had. And while I think they're getting better and stronger, and you see pockets of the region or even communities doing much better, you're seeing still overall the numbers are depressed. And both our housing industry providers, as well as those folks that work in construction and in the housing industry overall, which is an important industry for us, continues to recover and move forward, but it's still a tough market.
Are there any particular areas, say, transportation, infrastructure, any areas that give you some concern about the region's ability to continue to grow that, attract new businesses in, and support existing business?
I think our challenges are less than our capacity to meet them. So I think that if we collaborate and if we work together and form public-private partnerships and bring in our academic resources to the table to make sure that we're delivering on the workforce that the new economy demands, that there really isn't any challenge that we have that we can't overcome and blow through. There's still probably not enough demand out there. Once that demand meets the market, then we will, we're going to be well positioned if we keep it up. I certainly don't want to take credit for 2020. There's a lot of people and partners that are making this happen. Locally, the towns and cities and villages are working really hard. The state of Ohio is working incredibly hard. And more importantly, everybody's really beginning to work together on a consistent basis.